Hey guys, welcome to the Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore. I'm going to be spoiling the book I'm looking at, which is Volume 4 from IDW, Usagi Yojimbo, Issue Number 22. But first, if you want to feedback me, you can email me at usagipodcast@gmail.com. The website is bigtimenoise.com/Ronin Rabbit. There's plenty of room for comments there. Usagi Yojimbo fan page on Facebook is where I post the episodes on Facebook and on Twitter, X, if you like. And on Blue Sky, you can find me at Teal Productions. Teal is spelled T-E-A-L, just like the color. The story is entitled Ransom Part 1. And this was out September 15th of 2021. Oh, we're getting closer and closer all the time to being current, but still so far away. Front cover is an image of Usagi in battle armor wielding his katana, trying to rodeo rope a giant fish, like catfish thing, caught kind of in a net that he's holding with one hand. Like he's caught it and it's pulled him in and he's riding it through the ocean or something like that, and he's gonna kill it with his sword. It's nice to look at, but it just bears absolutely no connection to the story inside. Neither does the variant cover. It is a more cinematic type cover, the variant cover, but doesn't have anything to do with the story. Getting to be more and more like contemporary comic books all the time, and that's just taking little tiny pieces of my Usagi soul away. Written, arted, and lettered by Mr. Stan Sakai, colored by Hi-Fi Design. Inside cover tells us that the two covers, the A cover and the Incentive 20 or more cover. What do they call that? I forget the words that I'm looking for, but for every, I think, 20 issues, one of them could be this variant cover that a store ordered, I believe is how it worked out. So we have Miyamoto Usagi and Yamamoto Yukichi, cousins, traveling. Usagi says, "We're finally out of Lord Hikiji's province." Yukichi responds, "You no longer have a reward on your head for being a Lord Mifune loyalist." Yes, it's a huge relief. "All our troubles are behind us." Yes, behind us. Behind them. Someone is running. Runs by. Says, "Hello, Usagi. It's a relief to know things are going smoothly now." "I agree." And as they turn to the hello, past them, someone says, "Goodbye, Usagi." "Whoever your friend is, she sure can run fast." Yeah. "Who is she?" "Someone I'd hoped I would not run into so soon." "Hey, you two. Did you see a suspicious woman run past, say, a pack of thugs?" Four of them here. One of them named Aoki. "We can honestly say that we had not seen anyone run past us." "Ah, we lost her. She must have gone down one of these side streets. Spread out and find her." "Yes, Aoki-san." Yukichi looks at Usagi and says, "What was that about?" "I don't know, but if the person they're looking for is who I think it is, it's best not to get involved." "Really? No. Let's continue on the street she ran." "No, let's continue on the street she ran up." So he was going to say, no, it's not wise to get involved, but rather the response was, no, we will get involved. And as they go up the street that she ran up, they run into Kyoko, the little sister to Kitsune's big sister, which means the voice must belong to Kitsune. And sure enough, here she pops out of her hiding space, talks up Usagi, talks up Yukichi, how handsome he is. She gets close, pats him on the face, steals his purse. Usagi says, "Stop it, Kitsune, give it back." She says, "Why, whatever do you mean, Usagi dear?" With her sly little eyes, he says, "You know what I mean." She looks madly at him. "All right, then. Here." She says, all innocent-faced at Yukichi, "It's my purse, but I did not know you'd even taken it." She said, "I was just having a bit of fun, Usagi." "Not everyone appreciates your kind of fun, Kitsune." "You too," as he looks past Kitsune. "You too, Kyoko." She says, "What? You mean these?" As she hands Yukichi back his brace of swords. Wow. With friends like those. Later at an inn, the four of them are having dinner while Snitch, come on, he's always drawn the same and Usagi doesn't recognize him. Snitch is pretending over here at another table to be asleep. "As soon as I saw that, I knew who it was." So they're catching up. "Well, the last time I crossed paths with you was with the stolen sword of the Higashi clan." "Oh, that was hilarious. It was simple to steal the sword, and we had everyone chasing after a cheap copy that we'd bought." We'd heard some idiots actually recovered the fake and turned it in for the reward. And he looks at him, he says, that was Gen, Stray Dog, and myself. You don't know the trouble we went through to get it, and we had nothing to show for our efforts. Really? She says, that was you? Well, if we'd known, we would have shared the reward with you. Isn't that right, Kyoko? Well, of course, she says. He says, Usagi, with a look on his face, says, no, you wouldn't have. And Kitsune says, yeah, you're right. Kyoko, he knows this pretty well, doesn't he? Now, if I track that down accurately, that would be Volume 4, Episode 7, that I talked about on February 1st, 2022. So, for those of you that have been listening that long, you remember hearing me speak on that issue, which was titled something about the Higashi, Clan of the Higashi, or something like that. Let me look. Swords of the Higashi. There we go. So we continue our meal here, back and forth a little bit. We find out that this time Kitsune, last time we ran into them, it was Kyoko that had taken the book. This time it is Kitsune who has taken the book, and it is the ledger for Boss Hasegawa. Things are starting to repeat themselves a little bit. That's unfortunate. So Kitsune tells him, I just happened to be in Boss Hasegawa's house and found this book just lying right. Shh, not so loud, as Usagi says. And Kyoko says, don't worry, Usagi. The only other customer in here is sleeping, which obviously means now that she stated it that he's not. And we see him laying here pretending to be asleep with one eye open looking over at them. What is that, Oni-san? I don't know, but it must be important. I found it in a secret floor compartment. Just lying around, huh? You're the one that's lying, Usagi says. Oh, now you're just trying to be clever, Usagi. Taking the book, he says, it looks like some sort of ledger. Yukichi says, I used to handle Master Itsuki's bookkeeping. Let me see it. It's a list of government officials with numbers next to their names. It appears to be a record of payoffs to corrupt politicians. Boss Hasegawa must be desperate to get that back, Kitsune says. Usagi says, we must give it to the area magistrate and expose the crime. Of course. There is no other way, Yukichi says. Or we could sell it back to Boss Hasegawa for a lot of money, Kitsune says, all smileys and big eyes. Usagi and Yukichi are taken by surprise. Kitsune says, what? We can't do that, says Usagi. Usagi's right, Yukichi says. That would just be compounding the crime. Oh, you're so sweet and naive, Kitsune says, patting him on the cheek. And then Yukichi starts patting himself down. She says, what are you doing? He says, I'm checking to make sure I've still got my purse. I remember the last time you touched me. And he's being honest, Kitsune has the upset face, and Usagi is laughing. I thought it was funny, too. At this point, Snitch gets up, says, well, I guess I'll head on home. As soon as he gets outside, he takes off running. Gee, I wonder where he's running to. Oh, look, the next panel, the mansion of Boss Hasegawa. Well, there we go. The five guys that we saw chasing after Kitsune that Usagi and Yukichi had encountered earlier that night are all gathered here, relaying to Boss Hasegawa what had happened. He's none too happy because he really needs that book back. If he doesn't get it back, then he, and actually everyone else involved, probably will see the gallows for that or will have their heads removed, I guess, in this era of Japan, Edo period. Can't you see? I'm in a rant. Why bother me with that low-life pond scum? Someone says that the snitch is there to talk to him. He says, but boss, he said he knows the whereabouts of your stolen property. What? Bring him in at once. You had better be speaking the truth. Of course, Boss Hasegawa, the book is in the possession of a woman thief with a little girl and two long-eared ronin. And at this point, Aoki says, there were two long-eared ronin who steered us in the wrong direction. Idiots, you had them and let them escape. Snitch says, I know where they are. I'll lead your men there for a hefty reward. And the boss says, you'll get it after I get the book. And so, ha 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 ha, money, 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 Snitch is saying as he's running, leading these pack of 13. This time, the last book I had a group of 12 going after Usagi. This one has 13, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, yep, 13, including the probably the number 2, Aoki. Hand over Boss Hasegawa's book, and Usagi says, no, it will be turned over to the magistrate to expose the corruption. And Kitsune says, not so fast, Usagi. Maybe we can make a deal with these guys. To give them the book would be dishonorable. Oh, you samurai with your honor. Enough talk, Aoki says. And he charges, screaming, hi-ya, with the rest of the group. They encounter Usagi and Yukichi first, who start slashing away. Everybody with steel drawn, so this is a serious fight. People are going to get killed here. Off to the side, or maybe around behind him a little bit, Kitsune and Kyoko are attacking as well. Kyoko with fist and Kitsune with a couple fans. Fight, fight, fight. Usagi realizes that these guys are a little bit better fighters than what he thought, and he takes a minute and tells Kitsune and Kyoko to get away. Kitsune starts to object, but he tells him, go. So, come on, Kyoko. I'm right behind you, she says, as Kitsune starts running. Panel, 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 running, running. Kyoko, who is not there, which kind of saw that coming, particularly with the title of the story. Panel of Usagi fighting, panel of Yukichi fighting. Usagi, someone yells. And we see it's Aoki holding Kyoko by the throat. Give up, Ronin, or the girl dies. Yukichi says, let her go. Threatening a child is a cowardly, despicable thing to do. And Aoki responds, despicable or not, the girl does not go free unless you give me the book. We don't have the book, says Usagi. Kitsune has it. Then she dies. Kill her and you'll never get the book, Usagi says. Then we're taking her with us, Aoki. Bring the book to Boss Hasegawa's home by dawn or she dies. Yukichi asks, what do we do now, Usagi? We let him go for now. Remember, Ronin, dawn, says one of the pack there as they're all walking away. Next page is a cover, either the actual cover or a mock-up of a possible cover for next issue. Then we have a full-page advert for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Jenica 2. The, looks like the trade paperback. Yeah, trade paperback for that series. The complete saga of Usagi Yojimbo from the very beginning, now in color. Usagi Yojimbo Origins. I don't think that's actually true. I think there were some stories that didn't make it into that because they didn't reprint them in color. Transformers Holiday Special in the Cybertronian Desert. No one can hear you. Star Scream advert for Transformers One Shot. Inside back cover is the same Usagi Yojimbo Stan Sakai advert for where to get stuff, where to find Stan. The back cover itself is an advert for the deluxe oversized square bound edition of The Last Ronin by Kevin Eastman, which has never before seen artwork and designs that shaped The Last Ronin 2 and 3. So I don't know if this is the whatever they call it edition, Story Makers edition or something like that. Maybe it's not the, it says Design Archive, so it's not the trade paperback of the story itself. It's a special issue that I guess just focuses on issue 2 and 3 of The Last Ronin. It's hard to tell. I didn't keep up with it other than to know that it was coming out, but I didn't read it. And this may be anathema to many of you Usagi fans out there, but I am not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan. I am an Usagi fan. Okay, Miyamoto Usagi, Yamamoto Yukichi, Kitsune, and Kyoko are pretty much our protagonists. Hikiji, in word only, Boss Hasegawa, Snitch, and Aoki are our antagonists. The first list was the protagonist. Is that what I said? I don't remember. Oni-san, which means big sister. Donburi, we were given. None of these words were defined. Well, no. Oni-san was defined for us. Donburi was not. I looked it up. It's a rice dish that usually involves rice and meat. And it was something that apparently Kyoko was very much a fan of. And the word Ronin. Next time out, guys, I will be looking at and commenting on Usagi Yojimbo Volume 3, Number 65 from Dark Horse Comics. Cover dated, sometime in the past. But you can find it pretty quickly if you go looking for it. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to you next time. Ciao.